an awesome job. Her first Ladies Day. Awesome. Well, she's doing great. It's my honor to be here. And I actually feel great. I landed yesterday in Sydney. Sister Gina met me and had to find me a little bit there. We found each other and got to the, and then I flew on over here, and I feel good. I slept good last night, so I feel really good. I did sleep on the plane. I can sleep on planes. I thank God for that. But I asked the Lord, said, Lord, you know, I need to get some sleep, and I need to sleep. I had a seat open next to me. God smiled on me with that, and I was able just to relax. So, hey, it pays to serve God. He takes care of us. And a lot of, I'll just tell you, I believe in those things. When you pray and ask and God does things, he gives you favors. So, but it's my honor to be here and to be at this great church and to be in Australia. I laid down in bed last night, and just as I was almost dozing off, and I said, Lord, thank you. I am in Australia. Wow. I'll even say that backwards. Wow. And I said, God, thank you for your blessings upon me, that you have blessed me. I know many a person that would love to be in Australia, and God, you blessed me. Just Debbie, just me, you know, I'm nobody special. I don't know why you bless me, but God, I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And so I want you to know it's my honor to be here. Now, I feel right at home. I see all the different cultures. And our church is that way, so I can just worship. I love it. In fact, I'm almost a minority in our church. Now, Sarah, we hit it off last night. She asked me, she said, you're from Los Angeles? And I said, yes. Yeah. She said, well, you sound like you're from Texas. I said, well, I was born in Texas and raised in Louisiana, and 9 years ago, God sent me to Los Angeles by the way of marrying a tall, dark, handsome, salt-and-peppered haired man, and he's got a lot more salt in it since he married me. But God bless me. And so her and her little friend last night were having fun. I'd say, okay, talk like me. And they would talk like me. And I'd say, I've got to video them doing that before I leave because it's great. And I know I've got that good Southern accent, and I probably will never lose it. I go home quite a bit. So, but I am glad to be here. It's my honor and to be with my good friend, Sister Downs. There is only one lady quite like her. She is quite a lady. I love this lady, and I'm so blessed that God brought her in my life a few years ago in Washington, in Virginia, at a ladies' conference, and we met. I was speaking there, and she was visiting good friends and a connection. And so I am here and to be in this church. Sister Melanie, you're doing a great job. And then to be with Sister Gina Gretsch, your ladies leader for Australia. And I mentioned she met me yesterday and graciously took me around. And we couldn't find a parking place. I said, well, I feel like I'm at LAX. So my husband was trying to find a parking place taking me to the airport. And we drove around. We finally found something. And then I got to meet Sister Robin Harvey. And what a great, beautiful lady. Her husband was so kind to my husband, taking him all over Sydney, and they had a great time. And I believe he preached in your church, too. And so it's just great to be here. I feel like I know everybody. You know what? My name is Debbie, and why don't y'all all tell me your names on the count of three? And Sister Ruth, I hadn't even got to hug you, but it's good to see you. And so why don't you all tell me your names so we can just introduce each other on the count of three, okay? One, two, three. Well, it's great to meet y'all. So now we're all friends. Is that right? Great. And we're all children of God. And it's a great thing. And this morning, I want to just kind of start off just sharing a few things, celebrating being a woman. You know what? I like being a woman. I like for men to open the door for me. Now, I became a youth pastor. I was young, became a youth pastor, and I didn't really know any other women that were full-time youth pastors at that time. There's still not a lot, but especially in America at that time, there wasn't. And I was born into a home with three older brothers. So my life has been in a man's world. But let you know, they knew there was a little girl that came into the home. No, it was, yeah, they did, so. But I was raised with three older brothers. My ministry began, and I was, as a young woman, as a youth pastor, most were men that I knew, guys, and the Lord allowed me to travel and do some things in youth ministry with the United Pentecostal Church. We were doing some tours, going and speaking to youth workers, and I remember we were in Oregon, and we were all going, it was just me and about six or eight men. We're going to get on the van, and the youth president, who was our host there, one of the men picked up my briefcase. That was kind of back in the day. You should carry briefcases. And so he's carrying mine. I thought, okay, this is nice. They opened the door. I sat in the front seat of the van. All the men, even our international youth president, Brother Jerry Jones, is our secretary, international secretary now. General secretary, he sat in the back. They put me in the front. So the youth president, we're riding along, and he says, I bet it's kind of weird for you being the only woman with all these men and all that. I said, well, where am I sitting right now? I'm sitting in the front. You opened the door for me when I got in. One of the other guys carried my briefcase. I said, it's a pretty good world. I'm not complaining. So, ladies, that's what I want to talk to us for a few minutes this morning about, celebrating being a woman and being a woman of God and sin. I want to share something with you. Women have strengths that amaze me. They carry children. They carry hardships. They carry burdens. But they hold happiness, love, and joy. They smile when they want to scream. They sing when they want to cry. They cry when they're happy and laugh when they're nervous. Women wait for the text or a phone call that says, I made it home safe, from a friend late at night, or from a child who's headed somewhere. Women have special qualities about them. They volunteer for good causes. They are pink ladies in hospitals. They bring food to shut-ins. They're child care workers. They're executives, attorneys, stay-at-home moms, biker babes riding the motorcycles. And they're our neighbors. They wear suits, dresses, jean skirts, uniforms. They stand up for what they believe in. They are in the front row at school meetings. They walk and talk the extra mile just to get their children in the right schools. They write to the newspaper editors or to the leaders of their country or wherever, whatever, and they talk to the powers that may be for things that they believe in. Women don't take no for an answer when they believe that there's a better solution. They stick a love note in their husband's car, or do like I did when he goes. I was waiting for him Friday morning when did I leave? Thursday night. Yeah, I'm trying to think, what day is this? I'm talking to him, and it was Friday, just a few minutes ago, and I'm in Saturday, so I don't know if I'm pitching or catching. But I know where I'm at today. But, or like I did when he would go into the restroom and pull open the drawer to get his comb, I wrote a beautiful little love note to him before I left. I wanted something to be there. Women do that. They do without their new shoes so that their children can have new shoes. They go to the doctor with a frightened friend because they love unconditionally. Women are honest. They're loyal. They're forgiving. They are smart, and knowing that knowledge is power, but they still know how to use their softer side to make a point. Women want to be the best best for their family, their friends, and themselves. They cry when their children excel and cheer when their friends get awards. They're happy when they hear about a new baby or birth or an engagement. Their heart breaks when a friend dies. They have sorrow at the loss of a family member, yet they are strong when no strength is left. A woman's touch can cure any ailment. They know that a hug and a kiss can heal a broken heart. She can make a romantic evening unforgettable. Women come in all sizes. They come in all colors. They come in all shapes. They live in homes. They live in apartments. They live in condos. They live in cabins. They drive. They fly. They walk. They run. They text. They Facebook. They Instagram. They tweet. And they email just to show how much they care. Because the heart of a woman is what makes the world spin. Women do more than just give birth. They bring joy. They bring hope. They give compassion and ideals. They give moral support to the family and friends. And all they want back is a hug and a smile. Because women have a lot to say and a lot to give. I'm glad I'm a woman. My mother said a few things. She would say, stressed is dessert spelled backwards. You ever wonder why you just want chocolate? Men don't understand that. If I just get some chocolate, I'll be fine. My mother always said this. She said, ladies are to look like a girl, act like a lady, think like a man, and work like a dog. And I heard my mother say this many times, and to the ladies of my home church when she would be sharing, she'd say, the man is the head, the woman is the neck. But always remember, ladies, it's the neck that turns the head. And another thing I always heard her say is, a woman was the last one at the cross, the first one at the tomb, and the first with the message of the resurrection. God loves women, and he wants to use women. And I believe that that's what he's wanting to use today and wanting us to realize and to speak into our hearts today about women and how women are special and women are what God wants to use. Because I want to share another thing with you. I don't know if I have done this here before, but I want us all to say, I'm a babe. Everybody say, I'm a babe. No. I want you to say it like you believe it. I'm a babe. You know what? Everybody say, I'm a divine diva. Come on, hey. You know what? There's no men in here. They even moved out from up there. I think they're like, I'm scared. I'm getting out of there. So you know what? Say, I'm a divine diva. Now look at your neighbor and say, I am a babe. Now how I want you to realize, now when I tell you what babe is, B-A-B-E, I believe you'll really. B is you're beautiful. The A is I'm accepted by God just like I am. I know there's not two A's in there, but I always say you're accepted and anointed. And the other B is blessed. And the E is an empowered woman of God. Now say I'm a babe. I am beautiful. I'm accepted and anointed. I'm accepted just like I am. And he anoints me, and I'm a blessed, empowered woman of God. Now I want everybody to stand up and say, I am a babe. Come on. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I am a babe. You are a babe. Turn around and tell somebody else that they're a babe. Come on. on. Tell them again. Say, we are all babes. Give yourselves a hand. You can be seated. You know what? Now go home and tell your husband, I'm a babe. But Titus 2:3-5 says, the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not give to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God would not be blasphemed. So today, I want to talk about celebrating being a woman. God's radiant woman is filled with light, the light of the world radiating, the light of the Holy Ghost radiating, a woman of God is a lover of God. She accepts the fact that she's wonderfully created by God to be an individual. That there is no one just like any of us. We're unique. Now, I was raised with three older brothers. My oldest brother, and then there was twin brothers. And my oldest brother is almost 9 years older than me, and my twin brother's 5 years. My twin brothers were identical. They were mirror twins. One's right-handed, the other's left-handed. They looked just alike. Everything walked. Now, I could tell we were raised in a home that had hardwood floors. I would hear them walking down the hall, and I could know who it was by the click of their heels. Because, you know, no matter how bad somebody else would look and say, I don't know who's Tim and who's Tom. But I knew, because you know what? We're all unique. I don't care how much alike, they are still unique. They were their own person. And knowing that, to realize that we are unique, gives us dignity and a peace within. We're feminine. We're disciplined. We're chaste, discreet is the scripture, gracious, controlled, faithful, cultivates a meek and a quiet spirit. Got quiet on that one. A woman has learned, as Paul says, to be content in whatsoever state I'm in. God, we may not have much right now. We may be going through some of the toughest times, but you know what, God? I'm going to praise you and thank you, and I'm going to make my home the best. I'm going to make everything the best. If you're single, if you're married, or wherever in life you are, whatever life brings, you learn to be happy. Now, I didn't get married till I was in my 40s, 9 years ago. I know y'all probably thought I was only 35, but I'm sorry. Ha ha. But God blessed me. But you know what? I learned, you know what, God? This is where you have me, so I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to make the best of it. I graduated from college. I went on, had a ministry, had a life, traveled, did whatever, had things happening in life. I didn't sit down and go, I can't do nothing. I'm not married. You know what? I realized I could have a life. Now, I always knew, my mother always told me, your knight in shining armor's coming. And I always said, and mother, when he rides in, I'm getting on the back of that horse and I'm riding off. I'm gone. And he did come. And I'm grateful. But you know what? I always knew he was coming, and people would say things and all this, you know, are you too picky and this and that? No, but I knew I had a promise. And I knew that he was going to be something that God was bringing, so I wasn't going to settle. But you learn to, wherever life brings you, you learn to be content in whatsoever state you're in and make the best of it. You accept what God brings. Life isn't always fair, but God is faithful. If you're married, you love your husband and children unselfishly. A woman of God will work hard keeping her home and serving the needs of her family, running the household with her hands and her heart. Because you know what? We're women. We're wonderful. We're unique in God's creation. So today I want us to realize, let's celebrate being a babe. You can become God's radiant woman, His Holy Spirit living within you to give all that you can to God and have self-discipline that you need to learn to focus on Him and to follow after Him so that Jesus Christ radiates from the inside out. I want to read out of Proverbs 31. You can read along with me, but I'm going to read what I tend to think would be the 21st century Proverbs 31 woman. Let's go to verse 10. Who can find a good woman? A strong, powerful woman. She is worth more than a well-paying job or an advanced degree. Her husband trusts her with his love, his children, his home, his checkbook, his reputation. After all, he gave her his name. His income will be adequate, for she will not desire all that she sees. Now, when I'm pointing at you, I got three of them that's pointing back at me. She gives him love, honor, and obedience, and never tries to belittle, discourage, or hurt him all the days of her life. She knows and finds materials of good quality and works without nagging or complaining about her many tasks. It's really quiet. She is like the grocer. Her cupboards are well stocked with various foods so that the family and guests are very well fed. She gets up early and prepares breakfast for her family. Her children are taught to do their chores, and the day is begun in an orderly fashion. It's not, oh my God, we got to get this, hurry, you know. I didn't grow up in a home like that. I grew up, it was calm and peaceful. And my mother, now she's very quiet, she was a total lady and all of this. But I'm telling you, she didn't have to raise her voice. When she spoke, she's kind of like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listen. And my dad's a very powerful and a strong man. But I'm telling you, when Patricia Fay would speak at a certain way, he could stop in his tracks, you know. But you know what? That's a woman that knows her place. That's a woman of God, and that's what we're talking about today. Verse 16, she studies the needs of her family, the fitness and value of property, and then buy a house. She plants fruits and vegetables to garnish the table and flowers so that they may know beauty. Maybe she doesn't have a garden, but she knows how to buy them and to buy them at good prices. Number 17, here's a good one. She's careful to get exercise. Should I read that one again? She's careful to take care of herself, to get exercise, rest, and proper food so that she may be strong. And she is diligent to maintain her health. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you just a little story right here. How women, we have things that we don't have to nag. You just live your life and watch things and pray and ask God. My husband was having some health problems earlier in this year. And, you know, you can only say so much. Now, he's not here. He's not on this continent, so I can say this. No, he knows. We've talked about this. But, and so I was going through a deal, and we were doing something in our ladies, and we have a food coach in our church, and she's a nutritionist, and she's a raw food specialist. And so she and I were eating and lunch one day, and we were talking, and she was telling me about a program that she had done in her home church in Brooklyn, New York. And so we were discussing it, and I went, oh, that sounds so cool. I said, let's get, and we were going to get some of our ladies' team together, and I said, let's go eat. We'll share it with them and see what they think and all of this and get their input. And I said, I was thinking maybe we'll do it in September or something. And so we were discussing it, and these young women, they were just like, yes, let's do it. It's a 30-day raw food adventure. And so they were like, yes. So I said, well, it's going to take us, we need to take a couple of months to start preparing the church. So any ladies that wanted to join us, and if any men wanted to, well, my husband, we'd get up and we would make the announcement, one of the ladies, and we had stuff on the screens and things. And he would always make a joke about it. Oh, you ladies, y'all have your vegetables. You can have your juice. I'm going to have my steak, and I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have that. And I thought, I'm not saying a word. I'm just going to live it and do it. Well, it got me. I had kind of backslid from juicing, and this 30-day got me back into my juicing and doing all kinds of things. And it kind of changed me back. This year I've been on a different health journey, and I'd already been doing a lot of veggies and just eating kind of weird and different things, as some people might think. It's kind of normal to me. But here we are and doing this, and I had gotten back into my juicing. I had the juicer set out on the counter right by the sink. And he saw it, heard it whirling every day and all of this, and never said anything. I'd say, hey, you want me to make you juice? No, it's all right. I don't need any. Well, one day I'm up at the church, and I've been praying, God, you know, I'm believing you're going to touch Steve and this and that. And he texts me. I'm in the church praying, and I get this text. So I pick up my phone, and he says, we need some carrots. And I went, let me read that again. He's telling me we need carrots. And I thought, I just juiced some this morning. So I said, well, there's some in the second drawer or something. He said, okay, don't say a word. And he said, I researched, and I've been looking and researching, and I found what I needed to do to juice a recipe that's going to help me. And I went, I'll not say one word. Thank you, Jesus. I said, great. So he said, pick up some carrots. I said, well, I'm headed to Costco. I can buy them by huge bulk, and they're all organic and all of this. And you know what? So let me just tell you. See, I felt like we weren't going to do this till September, and our group wanted to do it in July. I feel like it was a God thing. And I am praying, asking God, you know, help him to get a little more healthy and thinking and this and different things. And I've been praying, but I'm just doing, not saying, not nagging. Now, you know you need to be drinking this juice. You understand? It all comes as the Proverbs 31. I'm just going to tell you how it works. And here, the juicer is sitting out. He's never used this juicer, but he sure figured it out, but he didn't do it when I was around. He knew I was going to be gone. I didn't know he had been researching. He had been looking and all of this, and then he comes up with his own recipe and all of this. And see, if I hadn't have been doing it, or if I'd have been nagging at him, but I was just living my life, making my juice, drinking it, not telling him. I would say, man, this is good. I'd try a new recipe. Well, I like this. No, I don't like this one. And you know what? He's doing it now. He's a professional juicer. Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but But really, it's amazing. But do you understand? And I didn't say a word to him. I come home, I said, oh, that's, you know, I was trying to act like I wasn't in shock, you know. Thank God I was at the church and I could get over all bench. No, I'm just playing. But I want you to realize just those you living the life, not nagging. Am I making sense here? Coming to help us to realize that, you know what? Being a woman, sometimes we need to just celebrate it, live the word, what the word says, and do it, and not have to, excuse me, I know what's healthy. I've been researching. I've been doing this. Now, you know it doesn't work. But you know what? I realize if I hadn't have gone on this journey and I didn't have this juicer out, and I'm grateful because my husband had to have some blood, and he was low on blood. That was part of his problem. And he had to go in the hospital for a couple days and get blood. But here he is before that. He's realizing I'm low on blood, and he's juicing carrots. He's juicing spinach. And I don't know what all, and I'm just like, woo, God. Wow. You know, you pray about something. I'm going to talk about that a little later. And then when God does it, you're just like, wow. But that's how God works. And that's what I'm talking about. A godly woman, a woman of God can. It's also in your home. It's not just preaching and teaching a Bible study and doing this. It's living it every day and letting God shine through in my home. Just me smiling, making my juice. So you know what? Many a morning, early Sunday mornings, I know he's been up praying and just seeking God for that day as he'd been doing all week. And so I'm up, or hey, you want me to make your juice this morning? And I'm happy to be doing it. You know why? Oh yeah, I'm go and pick up some people. I drive 30 or 40 minutes across LA to pick up some people. But you know what? I thought, I can get up earlier. I want to help him. God, it's going to help him to be healthy and all of this. So that's my womanly wife duty. And I do it with a smile. Because you know what? I realize, God, you've answered my prayer. And so if I can do a little extra to help him, I'll do it. So here it says, what I just read. She studies the needs of her family. She doesn't preach to them, except in the right time. Says the fitness and the value of property. It goes on there. So number 17, as I said, she's careful to get her exercise. Women, take care of yourself. You know, I want my husband to be proud to walk by me. Because I'm proud to walk by him. I'm proud to take his hand. So take care of yourselves. Verse 18, she sees that what she does is good and helpful. She's ever watchful so that she is aware of her family's needs. 19, with her needle she sews and mends. Her hands guide the iron so her family may be well groomed. I'm thankful. Now I will say this. My husband was married before he married me. His wife left him, and it's a whole nother thing. But I'm thankful I married a man that had been single, because he does his own ironing. So I'm grateful for that. But you know what? I wouldn't mind if I had to do it. You know, he doesn't want me to put a little iron mark. No, I'm playing, but. So I did have a shirt the other day, and I was so sick. Have you ever done this? And it's a real light linen, and it was a new iron, and I'm telling you, it just took a hole right there. I was sick. Now my husband sees that and said, that's why I don't want her ironing my iron. No, I'm playing. Number 20, she is ever ready to give help to the poor, reaches out to those in need with kindness and understanding. Be there to help others. 21, as the seasons arrive, her family needs have been anticipated and met, and they are well clothed. She plans and prepares for herself also. Her clothing is lovely, it's modest, and it's appropriate. Her husband is respected in the community, verse 23, where he works with the church and at his job. 24, she uses her time and sells the products of her skills. She delivers her specialty to the buyer. She is sensible, chaste, poised, kind, and is confident she is able to handle whatever may come to pass. You know what my saying is? I get up every day, look in the mirror, and, you know, after I'm like, okay. But you know what I learned? I look in the mirror and say, you know what, Debbie? There's nothing that can happen to you today that you and God can't handle together, because you can do all things through Christ, who is your strength. And every day you need to get up to face that day and to say, I am going to make it. She is careful to say, verse 26, that which is wise and seemly, and with love and kindness she teaches the word an example. She is concerned about all her family and what they do, and she guides them into the right choices. She does not indulge herself with useless pastimes. Now I'm really pointing at you with one and three at me. But you know what? She learns to say, Facebook, you don't have to take all my time. Instagram, you don't take all my time. Twitter, you don't. Do you understand? Because it can. It's a time. God's been dealing. In fact, I spoke on that to our church the other day about putting our lives in airplane mode. Sometimes you can't, with airplane mode, you can't get the outside internet and things. And sometimes it's got to be that. Is that more important than your children, than your family? Your children come in and you're sitting there on the computer and they want to talk. And they can't talk to you because you're more occupied with finding out about your friends on Facebook. I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to me. Because it's something that is a time stealer. Now, there's nothing wrong with it if it's done in the right context. But that's what Proverbs is talking about right here. The Proverbs 31, a woman of God has to be careful with that. And then it goes on, number 28, her children call her pleasing to God and show by their lives that this is so. Her husband also calls her beloved of God, and he says, you have made me happier than any other woman could have. And with you, I have been able to give more of myself to the Lord. Verse 30. All the attractions of the body are not sufficient or lasting, but the woman who serves the Lord will be the wife and the mother of God, mother that God would have her to be. Or if she's a single, she is the woman that God would have her to be. Her children and grandchildren and those that whom she has helped and been helpful to will seek her out all of their days, and her godly life and influence will be known in the church and in the community. God didn't see fit for me to birth my own children, but he blessed me. I was able to help raise four nephews and a niece, and then God blessed me with a beautiful daughter and a beautiful son when I married my husband. And I'm thankful that I've had influence in their lives and those things. So whatever it is, they're going to look to you and realize, and your influence is made known in their lives. To sum up, Proverbs 31:10-31, the admired, beautiful woman of God. She loves and fears God. She has her priorities set God's ways. She works hard. She's responsible. She's not idle. She's considerate of others and their needs. She looks ahead and prepares for her family and their needs. She takes time to develop her own character. She's respected and loved by all those around her. Judges 5 and 7 says, the inhabitants of the village ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, and I arose a mother in Israel. We got to realize. I remember when I realized, you know what? See, mother of Israel, to me, I think of an old gray-haired lady. And probably the reason I do is in Louisiana, where I grew up, on the campground where we have camp meeting and things of the United Pentecostal Church, they have a Mothers of Israel dorm, and it's for older women, probably 70-something and above, that can... It's a very nice dorm and fixed for the older ladies, and they can reserve and make reservations to stay there during camp meeting and all. So I always thought of that, but I will never forget on a Sunday morning as God led me over to a young woman whose mother is in our church, and Kimberly has had her ups and downs and life messed up and drugs. She lost her two older kids, and she has the one now, but messed up on drugs. And when she was praying, and I went over, and as I was about to lay my hand on her, and I began to pray and pray for her, and all of this, the Holy Ghost spoke into my spirit and said, you are a mother of Israel. And I went, whoa. And I realized God was saying, it's not just your mother. It's not just those older ladies. But you've got to realize, and that's what I'm saying to all of you today, celebrate being that woman and celebrate all of those things. But realize you are a God-called woman. You have a ministry in your home, your jobs, wherever you are, but also in your church and other women to minister to them. I don't care how young you young women are here today. You are women. You are a mother in Israel. It's not just that. And it says that everything ceased until I, Deborah, arose. I realized who I was. Now, that scripture is very special because I was named after that Deborah. But it's also not just you can put your name in there. Until I, Melanie, arose and realized that I am not just rising up just as Melanie or just as Debbie, but I'm realizing that I've got a call of God on my life, and I'm going to arise as a mother in Israel. So today, celebrate being a woman. But realize, I'm a woman of God. I've got God's touch. I've got Him. And now I believe the woman comes under, you're under your pastor, your husband, and all of that, and those things. But I want us to realize today, God has His hand on you, and He wants to use you. I really believe today God is saying, arise. You could go on and read down in Judges. It says, awake, awake, arise, sing the song. And that's what God's saying to us today. Awake, awake. Realize I'm a woman. I've got those things, and I love being a lady. Hey, I love my heels. I love my flip-flops, but I'm going to go out and being a woman, look your best, get some starch on the edge of that jean skirt, not all rolled up, and look good for your husband, but realize I'm a woman of God, a I've got God's call on my life. And you know what? Just in the grocery store, just my smile might be something they need. Slip them a church card. I don't go anywhere without church cards. They're in my purse right now. I pay a good tip to a waitress or waiter and leave a church card. Invite, I've had them say, oh yeah, I've got one of those. You've invited me before. I thought, well, maybe it didn't do it good enough. Let's give you, no, I'm playing. You don't ever know. You don't know who's watching you or what. That's why smile. Give that Holy Ghost smile and let Jesus come through in your life. Celebrate being a woman of God. Why don't we stand? I know this is kind of different this morning, but what I felt to start us off today, to celebrate being that woman of God and being what God has called us to be and what He wants us.